sang from famous stages across the world.
Here comes our maestro to the pit.
She really makes this part utterly compelling. She kind of commands the stage completely effortlessly. It's quite extraordinary.
All of the cast and the chorus together on stage.
Opera on Three. Join us for the best seat in the house. Tonight from 6:30. Listen on Radio 3 and BBC Sounds.
Next on Radio 3, it's Music Planets with Catherine Tickell.
Thanks for joining us. We're starting off with the unmistakably Scandinavian sound of string trio Northern Resonance. And you get extra points if you can recognise which three stringed instruments are being played here. The silvery sounds of the hardanger fiddle, the nickel harper and the viola d'amore tugging at my heartstrings there. Such a beautiful and unusual combination of instruments there from string trio Northern Resonance. And that album is called Vision of Three. Welcome to Music Planet with me, Catherine Tickell, and today I'll be speaking to Mexican-American singer-songwriter Lila Downs, and we'll hear some songs from her latest album. I'm also looking forward to sharing some Congolese funk, some Cajun roots, a Polish string band, and much more with you, including this from their 12th release in the Glitterbeat label's Hidden Music series. This one was recorded by a remote riverside in the Amazon region of Suriname. It's sung in Saramaccan, which draws from various languages, with roughly half of the vocabulary coming from West and Central African languages and the rest from English and Portuguese. And I know Lopa played a track from this album a few weeks back, but it's worth another. There's something very open about the music and the performance. It just feels heartfelt and honest and very deeply rooted. So here are Dwight Sampi and Robert Jabini singing I Built Towboats to Take Me to the Sea.
Ninde tu boto de changwase Ifawa pau ninde tu boto de changwase Ifawa pau ninde tu boto de changwase Asia
Saramacan's sound, who you might remember from our WOMAD sessions last year. The album's called Where the River Bends is Only the Beginning. You're listening to Music Planet here on BBC Radio 3. I'm Catherine Tickell, and I've been very much looking forward to speaking with today's special guest. She's got a gig coming up at the Barbican next month, and she's one of Latin America's most influential voices. It's the Grammy Award-winning Mexican-American singer-songwriter Lila Downs. Thanks so much for joining us, Lila.
Hello, thank you. What a wonderful introduction.
And whereabouts are you actually talking to us from?
I have been living in Oaxaca, in the south of Mexico, the state where my mother's indigenous group comes from, for the past 9 years.
Which is perfect, because the first track from your album that I've chosen is Mandimbo, which does have that strong connection to Oaxaca. Can you just fill us in on the details of that?
Yeah, it was a song that I wrote during the pandemic, and it was when I remember thinking about all the birds coming back. I remember everybody would comment on how the birds were singing in the trees, and we were all listening to nature, and there were these possums that would come to the tree as well, and they eat the flowers in the tree. And this beautiful endemic tree called Mandimbo is right in the patio of our home. And I followed the seasons with the tree. And so it really gave me a lot of inspiration and faith. I have been dealing with the death of my partner and co-author of a lot of our songs together. So it was kind of preparing in a way, and nature accompanied me as it did with a lot of people probably around the world during the pandemic.
Absolutely. So we're going to talk more about those personal connections with the album, but let's start off with the song about Mandimbo, the tree.
Palo de mandimbo, cama la piel del que quiero, cama la piel del que quiero, cuando me tocas el alma en la noche del silencio. ¿Cómo eres cuando te miro? ¿Cómo eres cuando te miro? Un brillo en
cuando no hay perdón se paga. Enfrentando la marea.
Lila Downs with Mandimbo from her album La Sanchez. And Lila, this is such a personal album for you. There's so many memories and connections bound up in it. Could you just talk us through some of that background?
Yeah, I think it's about myself as a person, as a woman, maybe not so much explicitly as a woman, but I guess because I am a woman, the impressions are very connected to nature and to the cycle of life and also to the family. And I also think that there is a few of the songs that are letters about saying goodbye and being together forever in memory and kind of trying to express that difficult side of death that we as Mexicans can express through the Day of the Dead and talking about the dead and communicating with the dead. And I remember that Paul wasn't really a believer of the Day of the Dead here. Paul was a gringo, as we say in Mexican for North American. His name was Paul Cohen. And I asked him one day, I said, "Will you be coming back?" And he said, "Oh, come on. I can't come back." And I said, "You have to promise you're going to come back." I said, okay, I promise I'll come back." So it was this kind of, you know, comic relationship that we have with death, but it helps you to kind of face it when it happened.
And for the actual recording of the album, you brought musicians together from your Mexican band and your US band for a fortnight's residential recording session in Oaxaca. So did that feel like a big family, or were there very different approaches between the different musicians?
We are a big family, and it's always wonderful to be able to come together for the music. And Paul and I made a studio here in Oaxaca and a restaurant. And so we have something that is now an Airbnb, but we use it for the band. And we just close the doors and order food and have, some mezcal and workshop the songs. So that's really what the album is a result of. We workshop the songs. We did end up finding some other songs, though, from some contemporary women composers from the north, El Norte of Mexico. And this is why the flavor of the album is very norteña, very northern, but in a beautiful manner, as is happening with this movement of music, where things are being respected in terms of the acoustic quality of instruments. And looking to these instruments like bajo sexto, which is this 12-string kind of a bass guitar that they use for as a bass instrument in acoustic music. And it's central in all of these, narco corridos that develop from, the 1800s. So it's a tradition that has been, changing over the years. I think that what has happened recently is something that had been happening maybe 20 years ago, changing the harmony and making it a bit more accessible because, our rhythms are in three time, which sometimes can be not as digestible for a certain audience.
Well, we are going to talk more about the different traditions and styles of music around Mexico that you employ so wonderfully. But first, let's hear another song. Tell us more about this one. The title translates as Alone, Alone, which is not just the situation you find yourself in, but also how you see yourself internally. Is that right?
I think so. I think it's something that Paul and I were having trouble, like a lot of people were in the pandemic, and we almost ended up separating. And so, yeah, being alone now at this point in life is a different gift. And I do remember feeling very insecure when I was in my 20s, I think, in my 30s as well. And that has changed quite a bit. And that is the beauty of still being around in your 50s.
Yo sé que tú piensas que yo soy lo peor ahorita, que todo lo que nos pasó fue por mi culpa. Ya no esperaré esta vez para que cambies, porque ya me decidí. Esta vez me quiero yo a mí misma. Ya no voy a ser la que siempre te espera. Ya no puedo estar sin que me quieran. Me voy a prometer, no seré la misma mujer. Las promesas son para mí misma. Ya te mandé muy lejos de mi vida todo lo que me hiciste. Ya no me Sé que tú piensas que yo soy lo peor ahorita, que todo lo que nos pasó fue por mi culpa. Ya no esperaré esta vez para que cambies, porque ya me decidí. Esta vez me quiero yo a mí misma.
Today's special guest, Lila Downs, with Solita Solita from her album La Sanchez. And Lila, your music very much embraces contemporary sounds, but I'm really interested in that continuing exploration that you have with the different Mexican regional styles. And is that a conscious decision or mission, or is it just something that almost you can't escape?
Both. I think when I was a child, I really connected to this music. It just seems that it's the more authentic kind of music that I feel happens in life. And that's why I also have, I think, this connection to other world music. You know, I've been connected to the fado and to flamenco and to, I remember, you know, seeing traditional dance when I was a child from Asia, from China and from Japan, and just finding it fascinating because I think it explores the soul and the mystique and the expression of anger and beauty and politics. And I'm enamored by that. I feel that it's, you know, the raw soul of the people. And so, of course, there are so many traditions in Mexico. I actually come from an ethnic group. The Mixtec are an indigenous group that have embraced this music. And many people who come from communities that are their ground and the soil in their land is very eroded, they need to leave and migrate. And a lot of them are in Mexico City and Tijuana on the border and Canada and the U.S. They bring their accordion. That's all they have with them. They have their hat, their northern sombrero, and their accordion, and their backpack. And I think it's a beautiful, poetic expression of the song. Of course, all of these songs, a lot of times, are about, you know, lost love and migration and a broken heart.
Now, I know you're coming to the Barbican in London next month. Can you give us an idea of the sort of material you'll be performing there? Will it be largely from this latest album or a mixture?
It's a mixture of things. We have some other songs from the previous album that I wrote, some songs about food.
It's very important.
Can't stay away from that. It's just so fun, you know, and especially Chile in Mexican Spanish is really something that you play with, and it always has double meaning. And I loved for people to smile and enjoy the music and dance. And so we'll be doing some songs from that album as well. They're more danceable songs. They're very happy songs. And cumbia as well. Cumbia has always been a very important genre for me because it's about dancing, because it's about a laughing, like the Mexican traditional song, Cielito Lindo says, you know, please laugh and don't cry. And I've had to have that in my life, you know, I've had some difficult times. So I've been looking to music to lift my spirit.
Leila, we've got time for one more track from La Sanchez. Can you give us a bit of insight into the song La Curación?
Yes, this is a song that I began after the pandemic, because I was very grateful to all the nurses and the doctors that we would encounter, and just reading about all the hospitals and all the sick people that were in these places. And I think that made a very big impression on me. And then we went through these changes in our lives. And of course, then we lost the father of my kids. And so it really converted into a song about healing as a woman with loss. And when I sing it, it really does help me feel stronger. It says, the chorus says, I must cry, but I also must be courageous and strong. And I really need these words. And of course, musically, it explores these new rhythms that are, you know, transforming in Mexico, and are, in a way, it's kind of like a corrido genre, but it's about loss and it's about strength.
Contigo y conmigo, confía en mi corazón.
Seguro que me miras desde tu gloria, porque en cada paso me acompaña tu querer. Aunque soy fuerte, duele mucho perderte. Yo nunca pensé que te fueras tan de repente. Tengo que llorar y tengo que ser fuerte, mujer. Se dice fácil, pero otra cosa es ser valiente. Tengo que llorar, tengo que ser fuerte, mujer. Yo te quiero fuerte, hay que ser valiente. Yo lo remiendo. Tengo que llorar, tengo que ser fuerte, mujer. Se dice fácil, pero otra cosa es ser valiente. Tengo que llorar, tengo que ser fuerte, mujer. Para que me cure, voy a ser valiente, mujer. No puedes decaer.
Lila Downs with La Curación from her latest album, La Sanchez. So great to actually get to speak to Lila as well and get some of the background to those songs and that album. And remember, she's playing at the Barbican on the 12th of April, the opening night of the La Linnea Festival of Latin Music, which runs from the 12th to the 16th of April in venues across central London. And also in London, in St Martin in the Fields, this Thursday, the 7th of March, the boundary-defying Polish string band Bawoshi will be performing. I do have lots of concert dates outside of London to give you in just a few minutes after this. Bawoshi playing Red Light. Polish ensemble Bawosi there, and they are playing at St Martin in the Fields in London this Thursday, the 7th of March. So whether you're into classical, folk or roots music, if you like bowed strings, some virtuosity and a really good show, go and check them out. And if you're outside London, you're not missing out, because Lopa has Bawosi as her featured studio session in a couple of weeks here on Music Planet. And as promised, here's a scattergun selection of other gigs coming up over the next week or so. The Daniel Martinez Flamenco Company are all over the place. They're in Middlesbrough on the 7th, then Sheffield, Southampton, Exeter, Preston, Birmingham, Hull, and the list goes on. They're going to be absolutely exhausted. The Glass House in Gateshead has Sam Lee, the Gypsy Kings, Damien Dempsey, Ali Bain and Phil Cunningham, all performing this month, all on different dates, as well as Sarod player Pandit Pratyush Banerjee. He's there on the 15th. And up at the Toll Booth in Stirling next Saturday, that's March the 9th, you can hear Janice Burns and John Doran. But we're going back in time now to 1978 for this next musical delight from Francis Seli Bichu, one of the greatest bass players of Congolese rumba. And this song came about when he was approached by a producer asking him to write some hits. Obviously as easy as that. And specifically, he was asked to write a song about rivalry related to business or women.
Sali ezali pasi ya pamba ngala lingaka ye papa nanga pe alingaka ye bafami nanga nyoso balingaka ye ye pe lisusu alingaka ngai yali bomba zambeo bokokoka te bokoki teo bokolonga teo sekele na ye ezali na motema na ngai sheri ngomao C'est lui mon cœur, Nanaye, Tola Pasukaliwa, super content, Moko Kokaye, Teo, Bambanda Badendi, Bosala Mangungu, Nakoti Kaye, Teo, Azala Kamobali, Nakaya Motema, Mama, Goma Nangai, Seyo Yo Yangai, Ata Bosali, Ezali Pasia Pamba, Kanalinga Kaye. Papa nanga pe alinga kaye Bafami nanga nyoso balinga kaye Ye pe lisusu alinga kangai Yali bama zambeo Bokoko kate Bamba nabade ni baleliye Bakomi zoba zobae Bakomi ko bangae Bakomi ko lengae Mwana mama bamba nabade ni baleliye
Bakomiko bangae, mama.
Bakomiko bangae,
bandanaga ya komiko lengae, presa senaga.
Bakomiko lengae,
bandanaga na pesi yemboteo, mama.
Na pesi yemboteo,
bandanaga na pesi yemboteo, nanzela.
Aboy mbote nangae,
bandanaga na pesi yemboteo, mama.
Bakomiko lengae, mama. Bakomiko lengae, mwana mama, bamba na bade ni bale.
If you enjoyed that, there's a lot more waiting for you on April the 24th, when the Analog Africa label release that album, Congo Funk, Sound Madness from the Shores of the Mighty Congo River, Kinshasa, Brazzaville, 1969 to 1982. They do love their extended album titles, that label. You're listening to Music Planet here on BBC Radio 3 with me, Catherine Tickell. And here's something interesting, the curai. It's a long open-ended flute made from the stem of the curai plant, the flower of which is depicted on the coat of arms and flag of Bashkortostan, a republic in the southern Urals. And the instrument is strongly associated with the Bashkirs, an ethnic group of less than 2 million people, indigenous to Russia and mostly living in Bashkortostan. And this album, Bashkir Music, has just been released. I found it on Bandcamp. And the curai here is played by Niyaz Gizatulin, accompanying singer Anissa Vakitova.
Thank you.
the opening track there from Bashkir Music, which was released just over a week ago on Antonovka Music. And there are so many new recordings coming out at the moment. Babla Blues have just announced their new album, and here's the first single. And as you'll hear, it combines psychedelic blues and funk with the mesmeric and propulsive rhythms and sounds of Northern Africa. Babla Blues rocking out there with their new single Imazigen. I can't wait to hear the rest of that album. It comes out on Real World in May. And from that same label, here's some music that was released a couple of weeks ago by Brazilian guitarist Fabiano do Nascimento and American saxophonist Sam Gendel. And if you're familiar with Sam's work, you may be surprised to know that on this album, he seems to be confining himself to one saxophone and no electronics or effects or anything like that. The whole point is the interplay and the connection between the two musicians and their two instruments. From their new album, The Room, that was Brazilian guitarist Fabiano do Nascimento and saxophonist Sam Gendel. And it's time now for this week's classic artist here on Music Planet, singer and accordion virtuoso Joël Saunier, a man who sparked a whole Cajun music revival, releasing more than 24 albums over 6 decades. He was born in Louisiana in 1946, about 150 miles west of New Orleans. His parents were sharecroppers, and he and his brother PJ were picking cotton alongside them from a very early age. Music was also very much in the family, and Joël Saunier started playing his brother's single-row diatonic button accordion aged 3. And first appeared on radio when he was 6. He used to accompany his father to early morning engagements at the local radio station before school. He made his first Cajun music recording when he was 11 and soon started making a name for himself. He became a sought-after session musician, recording with Elvis Costello, Dolly Parton, Hank Williams Jr., Johnny Cash and many more. But of his own albums, the one which probably achieved the most mainstream attention was 1987's Come On Joe, which brought him 4 top 40 country singles. I love the absolute stomp and fire of Joël Saunier's music, and was really interested to find out about his autism and the challenges of coming from a French-speaking family and having to navigate performing and connecting on stage with an English-speaking audience. And he took great pride in showing that, this is his words, it's okay to be different. He released so many great tracks, but I've chosen Evangeline Special from Joël Saunier's Cajun Roots album.
Oh. rejoindre ma jolie femme. Et hier, la promesse il m'avait fait, il a mûlé tous les deux, s'en aller à joindre un tout partout, ton papa a pris son nez, ouais, me joigne à la maison. Hey, yeah, oui, la vie m'y bourrige, oui, de monter mes départements, il connaît la vie mal fait. Moi je connais, moi j'ai appris et tu restes, la parole vous veut passer. Hey, hey, si tu m'aimes, blâme pas, si les autres t'ont prédonné, les conseils écoute-les pas. Oh,
this week's classic artist, Joël Saunier, who died in January this year immediately after a performance, after the encore. He played Jambalaya and got a standing ovation. He was 77. And if you happen to be a Richard Thompson fan, then I strongly suggest that you go and seek out Joël Saunier's stomping Cajun version of Richard's song, Tear-Stained Letter. And that takes us into the final minutes of today's Music Planet. Next week you'll hear Femi Kuti playing live at WOMAD last summer. But for now, let's have a little bit more accordion to play us out. I'm going to leave you with Poissmehe Polka from Estonian folk ensemble Root.
Thank you.
That was the Estonian group Root, ending this week's Music Planet. The presenter was Catherine Tickell.
Essential Classics on BBC Radio 3.
If you're looking for some music to accompany your mornings, Essential Classics has you covered. Prepare for whatever the day has in store, with a mix of classical masterpieces from Bach and Mozart to Rachmaninoff and so much more.
Essential Classics, weekday mornings from 9.
Listen on Radio 3 and whenever you like on BBC Sounds.
Next on Radio 3, it's J to Z and another chance to hear an episode first broadcast in December.
Welcome, I'm Julian Joseph, and on the show today, legendary saxophonist Charles Lloyd will be sharing some of his formative influences. And we'll have concert highlights from vibrant UK pianist and composer Zoe Rahman. But first, new music from a brilliant and truly international pianist and band leader from France and Madagascar, Mathis Picard. This is Hello.